take a right down to Southall Road now, and then head back up to where we started from. Come on. And as we walk down, you can hear from Daisy's mum.
My name's Claire Penny, and I'm the CEO for the Social Action Hub. I originally came to the youth club as a child, so I think I was probably about maybe 10 or 11 when I first came to youth club. I suppose the major change in terms of the village is the growth of the village in terms of its population and the different kinds of people that have moved into the village for lots of different reasons. When I was younger, an estate that was built was all around the Lurcher, and I can remember that being built and that being new and those houses being built, and that really Rainworth was just about this central bit of the pit village. And so that started to widen out the population and different people living in the village rather than just the mining community. And that's continued to happen. So our village is diversified in terms of its population and what kind of needs there are in the village. I think over the past 5 years, 10 years, we've seen an increased amount of poverty in small pockets around Rainworth, but at the same time there's an increased amount of affluence in the village as well because of those housing developments. So I've seen a bigger divide between the types of families' needs in this village, which we probably didn't have before. I think one of the things that brought about a lot of community spirit was going through COVID-19, and that changed a lot of people's perspectives about the lives that they were living, the jobs that they were doing, and their involvement in the community. So we saw an increase in the amount of volunteers that wanted to get involved, and although that dropped off as people started going back to work and you know, things started to change, we've still got more volunteers now than we ever used to have, and that's continued. So that's been really positive. But also I think the thing that's happened at the Social Action Hub is that we've become more environmentally focused as well. So more involved in conservation projects, more involved in protecting our green spaces as a village, more focused on what it means to be the village of Rainworth. We're considering that sort of urban sprawl and really appreciating what it is to be a village and what that means for those people that have moved in and want to live in a village and not in a town.
What does it mean to live in a village? That's a question. Anyway, let's find one last place to sit down. There's a bench just up past the Chippy and the Chinese, across from the old cinema and Tesco. You might want to pop into the Chippy too, if it's open, to have a look at that newspaper headline I was telling you about. Or you might want to mark this walk by getting yourself a tattoo, if it's something you fancied but never quite had the courage to go through with. I've got one, but I'm not telling you where. We'll just say that it's very unlikely you'll ever get to see it. Maybe the Turkish barber we heard about will be sitting outside his shop drinking some tea, and you can ask him if he will stiffen your resolve. Anyway, once you sat down, we can go to the next track, which will be the last one.